from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Francis Salesiar. This Mass is made possible through the thanks to the kindness of the late Mr. Thomas Constantine Zoma, who remembered the Daily TV Mass community in his estate. This Mass is offered in memory of Thomas and for his living and deceased family and friends. Mr. Zoma was a person concerned about the suffering of Christians in his homeland of Iraq and the neighboring countries. Today we offer our prayers for all Christians in Iraq and the Middle East, recalling the encouragement of Pope Francis, who prayed these words. May the Lord sustain the efforts of those who work for dialogue and coexistence in the Middle East, where the Christian faith was born and is alive, despite the sufferings. To the dear people of Iraq and its neighbors, may God always grant strength, perseverance, and courage. We thank the estate of Thomas Constantine Zoma for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
As we come together through the scriptures of today, we are reminded the importance of collaborating with Christ, with the missionaries, with the church, in fulfilling the mission of God. As we come to pray, as we come to prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist, let us recall the moments where we have failed to appreciate the call that we have received. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, whom taught by the Holy Spirit, we dare to call our Father, bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption as your sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the first letter of Paul to Timothy. My child, teach and urge these duties. Whoever teaches otherwise and does not agree with the sound works of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that is in accordance with godliness is conceited, understanding nothing, and has a morbid craving for controversy and for disputes about words. From these come envy, dissension, slander, base suspicions, and wrangling. Among those who are depraved in mind and bereft of the truth, imagining that godliness is a means of gain. Of course, there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world, so that we can take nothing of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and in this eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good faith. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Why should I fear in times of trouble, when the iniquity of my persecutor surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Truly no ransom avails for one's life. There is no price one can give to God for it. For the ransom of life is costly and can never suffice. That one should live on forever and never see the grave. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Do not be afraid when some become rich, when the wealth of their houses increases. For when they die, they will carry nothing away. Their wealth will not go down after them. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Father, Lord of heaven and earth, you have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Cusa, and Susanna, and many others who provided for Jesus and the 12 out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Most think one of the least watched moments during a TV program or a movie is when the commercial runs. But there is also another moment that receives far less attention than this. That is when the credits run after the program, giving thanks to all who worked on the project. If it were not for those people, we would not have such a wonderful movie or a program that we just watched. Today's short gospel is like the credit moment on the screen. We are introduced to some women who worked behind the scene to help Jesus and his disciples in proclaiming the good news of God's kingdom. The short gospel we heard proclaims the heart of Jesus' ministry, his tireless effort to proclaim the good news of God's kingdom. The reading states, he traveled from place to place, bringing hope, healing, and salvation to all who would listen. And in this process, we hear of some women whose lives have been transformed by Jesus, who traveled with them, serving in practical ways and giving generously out of their private means. In a culture where women were not acknowledged, Jesus showed their importance in the ministry of Jesus. In our own lives, let us emulate the compassion, the inclusivity, and the dedication to supporting God's work that we see in these women. Let us be the ones who extend our hands to those in need, who speak words of healing and hope, and who contribute selflessly to the advancement of God's kingdom. These women were transformed by God's love. They did not keep their stories to themselves. They didn't merely enjoy their own freedom. Their hearts were set ablaze with a desire to share the good news, to extend compassion and support Jesus' ministry. Their lives became woven into the fabric of God's divine plan, a plan that encompasses the healing of the brokenhearted and the proclamation of his kingdom. In our first reading, St. Paul warns Timothy and us, there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment. For we ought nothing, we brought nothing into the world, so we can take nothing out of it. Take hold of eternal life to which you are called, he says. Our ultimate aim is to receive the eternal life for which we are created and which is promised to us. We cannot lose focus. Material wealth is intended to be an instrument for helping us grow in our spiritual lives. That's what these women did. They supported through their means, through their material wealth, what they had in helping bring about the spread of good news, the work of God's kingdom. We each of us are called, whether it's through our resources, time, talents, or prayers. We need to continue to contribute to the spreading of the love of Christ to the world. So, dear brothers and sisters, as we reflect on the readings of today, let us remember that each of us carry our own stories of transformation. We have known through our lives, or we have heard from our friends and family, the redeeming work of God. God has blessed us with the good news of God's kingdom. We have all experienced the touch of God's love in various ways. Jesus went from village to village to proclaim the good news. We don't have to travel too far. We live in a darkened world where there is a need for light. Wherever we live, be it at home, at our workplace, or in the shopping mall, wherever we are, people are longing for love, for a listening ear, and for an understanding heart. Let us become the ones who walk alongside those in need, who offer a listening ear, who share the good news of God's kingdom, and who contribute our resources to those in need. May we acknowledge that we are part of this plan, part of spreading God's kingdom here on earth. Let us stand and bring forth our prayers and petitions. We pray for ourselves, for an understanding that we, each of us, are given a call to support the spread of the mission. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for our family and friends, including ourselves, who are caught up in the material world, who try to gain more and more but fail to see the importance of their redemption, their soul. For us, for a change of heart, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those suffering from an addiction, for those in recovery, and for those seeking healing, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for those trapped in the evil of modern-day slavery, for all who work to help these people, and to increase the number of those willing to get involved to bring an end to human trafficking, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We take a moment to bring to God our own personal needs. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us make all these prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Wash me, cleanse my sins. Pray, dear brothers and sisters, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, forever and good of all his holy church. Be pleased, O Lord, to accept the offerings of your church, for in your mercy you have given them to be offered, and by your power you transform them into the mystery of our salvation. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in goodness you created humans, and when they were justly condemned, in mercy you redeemed them. Through Christ the angels praise your majesty. Dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven. earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy therefore these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dew fall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice once more, giving thanks. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Francis our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
With your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord,
I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May the communion in your sacrament that we have consumed save us, O Lord, and confirm us in the light of your truth. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth in peace to love and serve one another.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.